Hello everyone, welcome to the Digital Marketing Can podcast, where we keep on sharing some of the informative tools, techniques, case studies, and latest updates in the digital marketing domain. I'm your host Prince Kumar, and today we will be discussing about the importance of creating fresh content every week with our guest Angela Kelly. Kelly is a marketing strategist, website designer, host of the Marketing Chat podcast, and founder of the Women Podcasters Academy. She has been in business for herself since 1999, previously as a marketing consultant and a life and a business coach. She was a silent co-producer of the BAFTA award-winning film Control and was the assistant editor on the documentary film Introducing Dan Rowe. Kelly's mission is to give freelancers and entrepreneurs the marketing tools they need to create the successful business of their dreams with way less stress and way more fun. Hi Kelly, a warm welcome on our show.
Thank you so much, Prince. I'm so excited to be here today and chat about this topic.
Okay, same here. We are excited to know about, you know, the content marketing and how you create those compelling stories.
Yes, it's such an important topic.
Definitely. So to start with, can you help the audience know more about your corporate journey? And also, we would love to know about your other side of being an author.
Absolutely. So yes, I started, as you mentioned, working for myself in 1999 as a marketing consultant. I worked with some clients such as the Rice Business School in Houston, Texas, a DNA testing company, a corporate tax filing company, and a startup company that was going to use CD-ROMs for online events. I worked as a life and marketing coach from 2010 to 2018, and I also did some freelance work in there as a graphic designer, website designer, and copywriter and copy editor. So now, like you said, I'm a website designer and marketing strategist, and my big love is teaching other people how to start their own podcasts. Books are a really good marketing tool for your business when you have concrete information to share. And when people read the book, then they can come into a digital course, a community, or use your services.
Great. So, you know, since you have mentioned that you are writing a book about your podcast, can you also help us know about the podcast that you run about?
Yes. So I host the Marketing Chat podcast, which is in general about marketing, specifically digital marketing. But I do talk about other topics other than just marketing. I especially have on lots of guests sharing their expertise in their various fields on building a business. I've done other soft topics, such as on life and business. I've had on a few people even talking about political activism. So there is something not for everyone, because, you know, when you try to appeal to everyone, you appeal to no one. But it does go beyond marketing and really into entrepreneurship and business building.
Okay. So now coming to the topic about the content marketing. So what are your views on the importance of content in digital marketing? And how do you think that it can impact the overall marketing efforts that the business takes?
Yes. So first let me define content marketing real quick. So content marketing is developing and sharing topics that appeal to your ideal client. And this could be in the form of blogs, podcasts, videos, books, ebooks, whatever most attracts your ideal client. And content marketing is especially important for inbound marketing. And so that's not using, it can be using ads, but it's especially important for attracting your ideal client organically. So on Google, where they will find you when they're searching for a topic and you pop up in their in the Google search and they're like, yes, that's exactly what I'm looking for. And then they find you on your blog, podcast, they find your book, your ebook, whatever the content is that you're sharing.
So why do you think that the businesses, especially when I say businesses, I want to highlight that the small businesses or the startups. So why do you think that these startups or businesses need to create content?
So there are four main reasons that I talk about.
Okay.
So first, creating content helps you build the know, like, trust factor. So when you share content that really appeals to your ideal client, they see that you know your stuff and they start to know you better, they like you better, and they trust you more. Second, you establish yourself as an authority in your field. When you share really good content where you get to show off that you really know what you're talking about, then you are sort of staking a claim in your field saying, I'm an authority here, I'm an expert here, I know what I'm doing, you can trust me, and you can buy from me, you can hire from me, because I'm making this promise and I'll fulfill this promise. Third, sharing content, you'll expand your audience. So if you don't share anything and you just have this static website, it's going to be hard to find you. But when you share new content, then Google will have ways to find you. And so new potential clients will find you and that expands your audience. So especially, you know, in the form of blogs, podcasts, and videos. And finally, you'll strengthen your relationship with your audience. People who already follow you, the more content you share, the more chances they'll have to interact with you. So for those reasons, content creation is so important for all kinds of businesses and solo entrepreneurs, but especially for new ones.
So, you know, since you were mentioning about the different type of content, you know, you mentioned about the blogs, you mentioned about podcasts. So can you also help us understand what are the different types of content that the businesses can create?
Absolutely. So when you're choosing what kind of content to share, it's really important to look at what your audience likes to consume and what you want to create. So blogs have been so popular for such a long time, and they still are. So if someone tells you blogging is dead, it's just not true. So if you love writing, then go ahead and write. You know, write a blog. I personally love reading blogs. If I'm looking for information, I want to be able to scroll through a blog really quickly. I can take notes. I can copy and paste. It's great. A lot of people love listening, and that's why I do a podcast and I publish episodes twice a week. You know, people can multitask when they're listening to a podcast. A huge number of people listen to podcasts when they're commuting to and from work, and other people listening while they're cleaning their house or cooking dinner. So podcasting is a great form of content to create. If you love talking like I do, and clearly you do, and for people who love listening, you know, people can even speed up how fast the podcast goes. You don't have to listen to it at the regular speed. You can speed it up a little bit. And some people really love watching content. And I even share video of my podcasts as well. So that's great, you know, if you would prefer to be on camera, and other people just love watching videos. So that's an effective form of content creation as well. And then, of course, there are books and ebooks. And those are great as freebies, you know, to use as lead magnets. And like I said, as a marketing tool for your business. So there's so many forms of content that you can create. It's really a matter of what you love doing and what your audience wants to consume. And don't knock yourself out to do something that you don't enjoy doing. So while I teach how to start your own podcast, I never want someone to do a podcast if it's going to feel like a chore. You know, don't do it if you don't love it. And if you don't like writing, then podcast instead or do video instead. And if you don't like speaking, then go ahead and write instead. Yeah, but you've got to do something. So pick something.
So now coming to the main topic that we were having upon, and that was regarding the content writing. Since you know, you have tried to highlight that we should be going with a new content every week. So can you help us understand why this is the need of the hour?
Yes. So when I teach people about podcasting, and even, you know, when I advise people on blogging or doing video, and when people first get into blogging, podcasting, and video, they're like, okay, I'm going to do it once a month. Because that feels easiest. You know, you're running your business, you're doing the business of your business, focusing on client work or whatever it is. You're like, this is all I can do. All I can do is once a month. So when you think about it, you know, we're talking about being found organically on Google. So let's say you have a 5-page website. So that's 5 ways for Google to find you. And now you're creating content once a month. At the end of 1 year, that's 12 ways for Google to find you plus your 5-page website. So 12 and 5, what's that? 17. Okay, so let's say you increase that to twice a month. So now that's 24 ways for Google to find you at the end of 1 year plus your 5-page website. So 29. So not bad, but not great. You know, you're not going to rise in the Google ranks very quickly that way. So let's look at once a week. 52 ways for Google to find you at the end of 1 year, plus your 5 pages. So 52 and 5, 57 ways for Google to find you at the end of 1 year. That's huge. I mean, compare that, you know, that's more than twice, or that's, you know, like twice as much as doing it once a month. Now, that may feel like a lot to do, but there are ways that you can make this easier. So I advise people to batch their content, you know, sit down and block off hours in one day to write more than one blog at a time, record more than one podcast at a time, do the editing, schedule them in advance, and then you're not doing it every single week. You know, you're doing your planning in advance and scheduling them out ahead of time. So then it's not this one, you know, doing it every single week, coming up with new content every week. And use a content calendar, and then you're planning out your topics. I have things scheduled out through the end of January at this point, so that's 6 months. Yes. So once you sit down, like I challenge my clients and students to create a 3-month content calendar, and that's, oh my God, that feels like a lot. But one a week, that's only 12 topics. You know, you can sit down and think of 12 topics in one go. You know, that just takes an hour, honestly, even less once you really get into it. It's less than an hour. Yeah. So Google will find you so much easier and so much faster when you're creating content every single week. Because if you do it less than that, it's going to take so much longer to build up enough pages for Google really to find you. And while you're creating that new content every week, you're going to go back to old content and you're going to add links in the old content. So let's say you have a blog post about, so for me, I have some old tutorials on my blog about how to create a website in Squarespace. And then I have some tutorials on how to change the color palette and how to change the fonts in Squarespace. So I added those links to the How to Create a Squarespace website. That updates that original blog post, and Google loves that. And then I put that link in the color palette post and in the font post. So all three of those are linking to each other. And all of that triggers Google to see that those have been updated. And Google also loves backlinks. So while that was new content week to week, it's also updating the content, because then I write a little blurb in each and update those links in each. And when we're talking about new content every week, I got the new content for the color palette and the fonts from that original blog post about creating the Squarespace website. Because while I did that tutorial, I'm like, this is a lot. That was like a 30-minute video tutorial. And okay, what if someone just wanted to do the color palette? So I'm like, okay, I need a whole tutorial on that that's much shorter. So I got the idea for that content from that one tutorial. And same thing with fonts. So when you're creating content for one post or one podcast or one video, you can easily pull out new content from that one piece.
So, you know, while you were mentioning about using the content and, you know, one content per week, we have also seen that there are a lot of marketers, or there are, you know, kind of a lot of content creators who create, let us say, a video content, then get it converted into audio content. Write a blog about, let's say, you know, kind of, if you know, there's an interview that is going upon, a kind of podcast is going upon. So that is also translated into a blog. Those, the key points are also transferred into an infographics or a kind of similar thing. So how good do you think that this activity can be, you know, for the business?
Absolutely. So you can easily repurpose any one piece of content that you can, that you create, into multiple pieces of other content. So like you said, you write a blog and a blog post and take that information, turn it into an infographic that you share all over social media. If you have a blog post that, if you run both a blog and a podcast, then you can take a blog post and rewrite it into a podcast episode. You'll definitely want, and I can talk about this in a minute, but you'll definitely want to promote your blog post, your podcast, or your video on social media. So you'll rewrite part of the blog into a small social media post as well. Anything that you create for a blog, podcast, or video, you'll definitely want to shorten and create smaller pieces of content that's shareable anywhere else. You can create it, turn it into a Pinterest post, like you said, an infographic, shorter videos, Instagram reels. Anything can be turned into an Instagram reel, whether it's a podcast that you turn into an audio soundbite, which is fabulous. Most of the podcast hosting providers have their own little mechanics to do that. Or I've also used wave.co for doing that. They're all great, really great for engagement on Instagram. Or, you know, you can just go on and talk about what your content is and share that as a reel. And reels are public. They don't get shared just to your followers. So that's really fabulous. I highly recommend reels. So yes, definitely turn your original content into repurposed content to share everywhere else. Thank you for that question.
So, you know, since you were mentioning about the content marketing strategy in Indonesia, so can you also help us understand, like, although you have given a kind of few of the important tips, but can you also help us understand that what should be the best content marketing strategy that businesses use to gain maximum traffic?
So when you are coming up with content to share with your audience, a lot of people struggle with what they're going to create. How do they come up with ideas? And so, like I mentioned earlier about the content calendar, they sit down and like, oh my God, how am I going to come up with 3 months, much less 6 months? Like I said, I have my 6 months planned out. I'm also the co-host of the Geek Girl Soup podcast, a pop culture podcast. We start out every year. We do season by season. Each season is a year. We create a year of content in advance, and we podcast weekly. So, and that's pop culture. So, you know, that's not based on product services or anything like that. So what I recommend doing is first coming up with content based on your products or services. So my services are website design and teaching podcasting and marketing strategies. So I come up with topics. That's the first thing I do. Come up with topics based around those three services. And the second thing you'll look at is coming up with topics around your ideal client's biggest problems. So what are they looking for from you? What problems do they have that they want you to solve? So for me, they are looking for a new website. That's their problem. They've tried to do a website on their own, and now they want me to take over. They're looking to start a new podcast. They've looked for solutions out there. They've looked for help, and now they're looking for me to make it easier for them. Next, you'll want to look at what questions your ideal client has. Like, what are they really asking? And a good way to get very specific on what questions they're asking is go to Google and ask a question. Type in a question that you think your clients are asking and go down to the bottom and look at related searches. And you'll get other questions that they're asking. So copy those, you know, copy and paste them and create content based on those questions. You can also go into a service such as Uber Suggest and do the same thing, and it will actually help you create content for a new blog, podcast, or video. It's fabulous. And then finally, create content around your solutions. And some people are like, oh my God, I can't give away all of my solutions. I can't give away my secrets. Yes, you can. You will get more followers the more free stuff you give away. Oh, but then they won't hire me. Yes, they will. Not everyone. Not everyone is going to hire you anyway, no matter how much stuff or how little stuff you give away. The more stuff you give away, the greater the chance people will hire you, because they aren't going to be able to do it all themselves. The more information that you give them, the more they're going to trust you. And they'll see how much you're offering for free, and they're going to be like, oh my gosh, you're that generous for free? I can only begin to imagine how generous you are to your actual paying clients. So talk about your solutions, give away your secrets. I mean, you know, hold on to the most proprietary ones, but be super generous and your followers will love you for it.
So, you know, you have given a kind of few of the secrets about how one can create those strategies. That same, you know, the complete base of the marketing strategy. Now, while we frame these content marketing, and since you mentioned about writing one content each week, we have also seen that there are a lot of older blogs or older articles on our website that for a certain period were giving us a good traffic, but then that traffic went down and, you know, new blogs started appearing into such a year. So what are your suggestions on how one can take extra mileage from those old articles that are, you know, not yielding traffic right now, but for a certain time, they have given us a good traffic.
Yes. So one thing that I already mentioned earlier was going back to your old posts, so the old posts, whether that's a blog post, a podcast post, or a post that has video, and add links in them to newer posts. Find a way to link to any other posts you have. So I have blog posts that link to podcasts, podcasts that link to blog posts. So any of those internal links tell Google that you're active on your website and that you're updating things. Google loves that. So websites that get updated regularly, whether that's with new content or updating old posts, really help. Second, you can not necessarily rewrite old posts, though you can do that. Even just adding a paragraph or two to an old post can refresh it. You know, give it an update. Go in and write update and put the date that you're updating it and tell what's new. You know, if you've learned new information, then put that in there. Because if you wrote something like a year ago or longer ago than that, and something has changed, then put that in there because people will love to know that. Like when I'm Googling something and reading a blog post, I'll look at the date of it. And if it's old, I'm going to be less likely to trust it right now. But if the title has changed and it says updated for 2022, I'm definitely going to read it because I want to see what it was 3 years ago and what has changed now. That shows me that the author has done their research and really cares. So that's another good way to do it. If nothing has changed, go ahead and reshare that old content on social media and in your newsletter. You know, if it did well originally, then people want to see it again, or they won't be seeing it again. You've got a new audience now. However long ago it was that you shared it, you've got new followers on social media now, potentially a lot of new followers. So they missed it the first time. Go ahead and reshare it. And with your email list, you can share a bunch of new content at one time. Now, don't overwhelm them, but you can do an email where you're saying, maybe you missed some of these favorites. And I'd do a better subject line than that. But, you know, share 3 to 5 old episodes and tell them why. You know, maybe there's a theme with them, or just say, these are some of my favorite episodes. Here's why. And just, you know, 1 or 2 sentences about each one, about why they're so good.
Okay.
And again, your email list might have missed them. You've got new people on your list now. And anyone who heard them before may be like, oh my God, I remember that one. That was awesome. Yeah, I need to listen to that again. Repetition is really important for getting a message through. So don't worry about someone thinking, I already heard that. I don't want to hear it again. No, it takes a lot of repetition for someone really to hear a message. So don't worry about that at all. Go ahead and reshare, whether it's social media or your email list.
Perfect, perfect. So you have already given a kind of a lot of advices to our audience today. Any last piece of advice that you would like to give to businesses on how they can leverage the power of content and content marketing to gain the maximum result?
Yes. So first I would say ABC, always be creating, not from sales, always be closing, but always be creating. Make it fun. You know, creating shouldn't be a chore. You've got so many ideas, so much information to share. Your unique voice is what makes it worth sharing. You know, most of what we share is not proprietary. Most people are saying the same thing in their industry that everyone else is saying. It's your unique voice that makes it worth sharing. So always be creating. If whatever medium you're sharing through, blogging, podcasting, video, have guests on. You know, like you're doing, Prince, having guests on your podcast makes it so interesting and so appealing to listeners. On video, same thing. Guests are fabulous. You can have guest bloggers on. That really takes a lot of weight off in creating new content. You can be a guest on other people's podcasts, videos, and blogs. So there's so many creative ways to create new content and make it fun and simple.
Amazing. You have given kind of a lot of informative advice. So with this, we have now come to the end of today's episode. Thank you once again, Kelly, for taking out your time for this podcast and sharing all of your valuable advices on how one can use content, content marketing, how the small businesses can leverage, even the remarketing or reusing of those content can be used for. It was a pleasure having you on our show and looking forward to host you again.
Thank you so much, Prince, for having me on. This was just awesome. I really appreciate it.